Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about unwrapped giving, the gift of giving that God gives that we ought to receive. We receive in various measures according to the ability God designed us to do, and He designed us to be. But today we're going to focus in this unwrapped giving, talking and praying about giving generously. One of the points from Sunday's message was that this heart to give ought to be a heart of generosity. And God desires that we understand His generous nature so that we would reflect that. Psalm 37, verse 21 says, "The wicked borrow and do not repay, but the righteous give generously." I suspect in that comparison that if you're listening today, you would probably prefer to be known as righteous rather than wicked. I guess there are some people that at least appear to delight in having a reputation at least of being wicked, but for the most part, we lean towards wanting to be righteous. And even for those that may not equate being righteous with being godly or anything of God, by their standards, there's still a desire to be righteous. But for the Christian, for the believer, we recognize that our righteousness is not one of our own. It's a gift from God in and of itself. And a characteristic of putting on or clothing ourselves with the righteousness of God is, well, woven throughout that cloth is His nature of generosity. And the psalmist writes and matter-of-factly says, the righteous are generous. Now, it's not that we choose to be generous in order to be known as righteous. It doesn't work that way. We can't earn righteousness by being more generous. But we tend to become more generous as we more deliberately and more consistently clothe ourselves with righteousness. The righteousness is not a result of generosity. The generosity is a result of righteousness. And as we talked about Sunday in our message, this gift of giving, while it does include our finances, our money, our resources, it's bigger than that. And sometimes we can be very generous with our money, but very stingy with our time, with our love, with our compassion. And we take all of the elements of life that God says we ought to be giving to one another, that we ought to be giving to Him, and measure our level of generosity in each of them, and we will likely find that they're different. Nothing necessarily wrong with that. It just helps us to know where we need to grow. And so we recognize that our generosity is a response to God declaring us righteous, to God making us righteous through Jesus Christ. So many times in our human relationships, the level of our generosity towards one another is often a response to our perception of their love, their care, their desire to be in relationship with us. And many times, the more that we feel loved by someone, the more generous we're going to be with them. Now, obviously, for most of us, our bank accounts have limits, our calendars have limits. And the generosity of time and money are limited to some extent by those physical limitations that exist. But we still like to go over and above when it's someone that we adore. You look at, watch grandparents accumulating and giving gifts to their grandchildren. And sometimes as parents you think, well, you never did that for us. Well, it's a different level. Oftentimes it's a different level of income. It's a different level of freedom. But it's also a different level of responsibility. And they just adore their grandkids. And it's this adoration of God that ought to lead us into a greater practice of generosity. As we talked about Sunday, Paul addressed the Corinthians, but talking about the Macedonians and the fact that they first gave themselves to God. And it was giving themselves to God that produced within them a generosity that exceeded their ability. And sometimes we tell ourselves, I would give more if I could. But the question I would have for myself in that situation, have I given myself fully to God? Because when I give myself fully to God, I discover He's able to do more than I am. And we live life learning to give generously. And there are times, and I've heard people say it, I've said it myself, if I would win $1 million somehow. You know, back in the day before all of the lotteries and casinos and gambling type things, there was the Publisher's Clearinghouse. The Reader's Digest sweepstakes. I'm kind of aging myself here. Wasn't a thought of gambling. It was just if I could win big, I'd be a more generous person. Studies have shown that's rarely true. The habits and practices that we develop with what we do have tends to translate into what we receive. If we live life like the widow with her two mites who gave it all, then whether we have $1 million, whether we have all the time in the world, we're going to give it. But if we withhold even the little that we have, we're likely going to withhold the much that we have. In fact, Jesus says that the one who is faithful with little will be given responsibility for more, but the one who is unfaithful with little, even the little that he has will be taken from him. And so we choose, because of God's love for us, because of our love for him, to give ourselves fully to God and to be generous with whatever it is God has put into our care. And we give. And we give generously, because God first gave to us in a very generous way in giving his son, that we can be free. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love for us has been a generous love, an undeserved love, a love that comes out of your nature rather than ours. And so, God, it's my prayer today that you would help each of us to truly examine our level of generosity in all things. We would look at our finances. We would look at our time. We would look at our compassion and mercy. We would look at every way that we interact with others and ask ourselves, if someone was interacting with me in that fashion, would I consider them generous? And Father, not that the weight of what we do or the measurement of what we do is in any way judged by what others do, but it reveals what I really am doing to others, what I want them to do to me. And God, we can look at you and see that you indeed have been generous. Your generosity towards us is what we desire. And so help us to live with that same generosity towards you, to give ourselves wholly and fully to you, to as the foundation for all giving that we do. To recognize that our day is yours. And so as we give pieces of it to others, we're giving pieces of your day. That everything about us belongs to you. And that our generosity is an extension of your generosity towards us. And so, God, help us to evaluate not just our bank accounts. Help us to evaluate our calendars. Help us to evaluate our relationships. Our willingness to forgive. Our willingness to extend grace. Our willingness to be more like Jesus. And as we examine all of the areas of life, may we learn and put into practice what it looks like to be the righteous one who gives generously. Because we know the righteous one who first gave to us. And so, God, in our generosity towards others, in our generosity towards you, may we lift up Jesus in all things so that he would draw all people to himself. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.